Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Wednesday, January 22, 2025.
National Energy Emergency Declared by President Trump. On January 20, 2025, President Donald Trump declared a national energy emergency to address soaring energy prices that are straining household budgets, especially for those with low or fixed incomes. This unprecedented move highlights the urgent need for better energy supply and infrastructure in the United States. The executive order focuses on ensuring energy safety, managing foreign relations, and advancing technology. It directs government leaders to use emergency powers to manage domestic energy resources effectively. Additionally, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency may allow the year-round sale of E15 gasoline, a blend of 15% ethanol and 85% gasoline, to help meet fuel shortages. While this emergency declaration aims to provide immediate relief for consumers, it raises important questions about long-term energy policy and environmental impacts. Energy companies may benefit from increased production, but they will face scrutiny over their practices. This situation could reshape how energy resources are managed in the future.
Taliban's call for girls' education in Afghanistan. Shir Muhammad Abbas Stanikzai, the acting deputy foreign minister of the Taliban, has made a powerful plea for the reopening of schools for girls in Afghanistan. This marks a significant shift, as it openly criticizes the Taliban's restrictive policies that have isolated the group internationally. Stanikzai stressed that not allowing girls and women to be educated goes against Islamic law. He highlighted the urgent need for education, reflecting the plight of 20 million girls in a country of 40 million people. Historically, education was accessible to both genders during the time of the Prophet Muhammad, a point he emphasized. The Taliban has faced backlash for closing high schools for girls in 2022, breaking earlier promises. While they claim to respect women's rights according to their interpretation of Islamic law, many international observers, including Islamic scholars and Western diplomats, have condemned these policies. They argue that the Taliban's formal recognition is unlikely until there is a real change in their approach to women's education. The situation remains tense as the Taliban navigates internal disagreements and external pressures regarding women's rights.
Yoon Suk-yeol's impeachment trial. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol is currently embroiled in a dramatic impeachment trial at the Constitutional Court in Seoul. This trial stems from serious accusations that he attempted to impose martial law in December 2022, raising urgent concerns about democracy in the country. Yoon, aged 64, has firmly denied claims that he ordered military personnel to forcibly remove lawmakers from the National Assembly, stressing his commitment to free democracy. The impeachment process began on December 3, 2022, when special forces were deployed, leading to widespread outrage. A vote on December 14 resulted in a large majority from the Democratic Party and some members of Yoon's own People Power Party supporting his impeachment. Yoon's legal team argues that the martial law declaration was merely a precaution against perceived abuses by the opposition. The outcome of this trial could reshape South Korea's political landscape, challenging the balance of power between the presidency and the legislature. As the trial unfolds, the public is closely watching its potential impact on Yoon's presidency and the future of democracy in the nation.
China's investment surge in 2024. China's investments in other countries soared by 10.5% in 2024. Reaching a remarkable $143.9 billion, as reported by the Ministry of Commerce in Beijing. This growth reflects a strong recovery for China's economy following the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic. These investments, driven by companies eager to expand globally, are key to understanding international economic interactions. Factors like government support and strategic interests in sectors such as technology and renewable energy are fueling this rise. As China strengthens its trade relationships, it raises important questions about its economic influence worldwide. This announcement underscores China's commitment to engaging with the global economy and solidifying its position as a major player on the world stage.
Lawsuits challenge Trump's citizenship order. Democratic-led states and civil rights groups are fighting back against U.S. President Donald Trump's executive order that aims to redefine birthright citizenship. Signed on January 20, 2025, this order could deny citizenship to children born in the U.S. if their parents aren't citizens or legal residents. The lawsuits, filed in federal courts in Boston and Seattle, involve 22 states, the District of Columbia, and San Francisco. The American Civil Liberties Union and various immigrant organizations have joined the challenge, along with an expectant mother known as O. Doe, who holds temporary protected status. They argue that this order violates the citizenship clause of the 14th Amendment, which guarantees citizenship to anyone born in the U.S. Massachusetts. Attorney General Andrea Joy Campbell insists the president cannot take away constitutional rights. Losing citizenship could block access to essential federal programs like Medicaid and limit the ability to work or vote. New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Plackin emphasizes that these lawsuits send a strong message about protecting residents' rights. Meanwhile, the National Treasury Employees Union has also filed a lawsuit against an order that makes it easier to fire federal employees for political reasons. These legal battles highlight the ongoing struggle over immigration policy and individual rights in America.
Google Cloud and SandboxAQ join forces to revolutionize AI. SandboxAQ, a quantum startup from Palo Alto, California, has teamed up with Google Cloud to transform artificial intelligence. This exciting partnership will allow businesses to access SandboxAQ's powerful data models on Google Cloud, making it easier to analyze large datasets and automate buying and selling strategies. Jack Hittery, the CEO of SandboxAQ, pointed out that a staggering 80% of the economy relies on mathematical relationships, underscoring the vital role of quantitative AI in sectors like finance and life sciences. Recently, SandboxAQ raised $300 million in funding, boosting its valuation to $5.6 billion, with support from major investors like Fred Alger Management and T. Rowe Price. Meanwhile, Google is making strides in quantum computing, announcing breakthroughs in new quantum chips. This collaboration marks a pivotal moment in integrating advanced AI into cloud services, promising to enhance data analysis and decision-making across various industries.
Boeing and Norsk E-Fuel join forces for cleaner aviation fuel. Boeing is partnering with Norsk E-Fuel to pioneer eco-friendly aviation fuel, a major leap towards cleaner skies. Announced on January 21, 2025, this collaboration supports one of Europe's first large-scale facilities that convert renewable energy into liquid fuels. With Boeing's investment, the production of sustainable aviation fuel, or SAF, will accelerate in the Nordic region and beyond, aligning with the aviation industry's goal of achieving net zero carbon emissions by 2050, as highlighted by the International Civil Aviation Organization. Norsk E-Fuel aims to produce a new jet fuel called ElectroSAF, which can reduce greenhouse gas emissions from air travel by over 90% compared to traditional jet fuel. This focus on fossil-free energy is vital for cutting aviation's carbon footprint. This partnership not only underscores a commitment to environmental sustainability, but also positions both companies as leaders in innovative fuel technology. Steve Gillard, Boeing's Regional Sustainability Director, emphasizes the importance of renewable energy sources in this effort, paving the way for a greener future in aviation.
China's vice premier at the World Economic Forum. At the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, on January 21, 2025, China's vice premier, Ding Xuesheng, emphasized that China is not looking for a trade surplus. Instead, he expressed a strong desire to import high-quality products to ensure balanced trade. Ding cautioned that protectionism can lead to negative outcomes, highlighting the importance of global trade benefiting everyone involved. As concerns about China's economy grow, GDP growth is projected to slow from 5% in 2024 to 4.5% in 2025, with challenges like a property crisis and weak consumer demand. Fears of potential tariff hikes from the United States, especially under President Donald Trump, have contributed to a significant drop in foreign investment in China last year. Ding's participation at the WEF signals a crucial engagement with global leaders, aiming to reassure investors about China's commitment to economic stability and openness. The discussions at the forum are vital, addressing pressing global economic uncertainties and the role of technology in enhancing lives. What could this mean for the future of international trade?
Netflix's record growth and future prospects. Netflix is riding a wave of success, adding nearly 19 million new subscribers during the holiday quarter, much higher than experts expected. This surge is driven by the return of live sports and the highly anticipated second season of Squid Game. The company plans to raise prices in several countries, including the US, Canada, Portugal, and Argentina, with a basic service now costing $7.99 a month. Investors are excited, pushing Netflix's stock up about 13% after hours, boosting its market value by nearly $50 billion. The fourth quarter lineup exceeded expectations, highlighted by the most streamed boxing match between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. Despite challenges from the COVID-19 pandemic and Hollywood strikes, Netflix has resumed production of popular shows like Wednesday and Stranger Things. Looking ahead, Netflix projects revenue between $43.5 billion and $44.5 billion for 2025, reflecting strong business fundamentals. The company is also focusing on advertising income, expected to reach $2 billion this year, thanks to more signups for its ad-supported service.
Tragic capsizing of migrant boat off Yemen. On January 21, 2025, a heartbreaking event unfolded off the southern coast of Yemen, claiming the lives of 20 Ethiopian migrants, including 9 women and 11 men. Their boat, carrying 35 migrants along with a Yemeni captain and his assistant, capsized near Al-Hajaja due to fierce seasonal winds. While some survivors reached the shore, this tragedy highlights the ongoing humanitarian emergency faced by migrants in the region. In just 1 year, over 60,000 migrants arrived in Yemen, revealing the scale of this crisis. The International Organization for Migration has reported more than 3,400 deaths and disappearances along the eastern route since 2014, with many lives lost to drowning. Abdizadir Isoev, the IOM's chief of mission in Yemen, stressed that this incident serves as a grim reminder of the dangers migrants face in their search for safety. Yemen, a key transit point, is known for its perilous coastal waters, worsened by ongoing conflict in Ethiopia. This tragedy calls for urgent international cooperation to protect those at risk and address the humanitarian challenges faced by those seeking a better future.
Trump's second term begins with bold moves. On January 21, 2025, President Donald Trump launched his second term with bold actions aimed at transforming U.S. foreign policy. This inauguration marked a significant shift from President Joe Biden's administration, as Trump sought to reverse many of Biden's decisions. He claimed he could end the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war within 24 hours, raising concerns among European leaders about negotiations that might favor Russian President Vladimir Putin. In the Middle East, Trump expressed doubt about the fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, highlighting the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, where over 46,000 lives have been lost due to airstrikes. He also lifted Biden's sanctions on Israeli settlers in the occupied West Bank, continuing his pro-Israel policies. In Asia, Trump's reference to North Korea as a nuclear power sparked anxiety in South Korea, where officials emphasized that North Korea should never be recognized as nuclear-armed. Additionally, he proposed a hefty 60% tariff on all Chinese goods, raising fears of a potential trade war. Trump signed an executive order delaying a law requiring ByteDance, the owner of TikTok, to divest its U.S. operations, suggesting that the U.S. should benefit from the platform. Finally, Trump announced plans to withdraw from the World Health Organization, claiming it misled the world about the COVID-19 pandemic, a statement denied by both the WHO and the Chinese government. This inauguration day set the tone for an administration focused on aggressive foreign policy and a return to the America First agenda. What could this mean for global stability?
Microsoft and OpenAI's $500 billion AI venture. Microsoft has teamed up with OpenAI, Oracle Corporation, and SoftBank Group to launch an ambitious joint venture, investing $500 billion in new artificial intelligence data centers across the United States. This initiative aims to strengthen the U.S. position in the global AI race, especially against competitors like China. Since 2019, Microsoft has had special rights to develop infrastructure for OpenAI, but this new partnership will allow OpenAI to expand its capabilities with Oracle's support. Named Stargate, this venture will operate as a new entity, with OpenAI holding an equity stake and governance rights. Masayoshi Son, the CEO of SoftBank, will chair the board overseeing this project. While Microsoft will remain a key technology partner, it will not provide equity funding, retaining exclusive rights to OpenAI's application programming interface, which is vital for developers. This strategic move highlights the importance of innovation in AI, promising significant impacts for industries and society.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.